I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a mortgage-related bill that sailed through the Iowa House and Senate without a single vote against it. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
During debate in the Iowa House and Senate, the bill was described as leveling the playing field for mortgage brokers like Rocket Mortgage and Quicken Loans. Legislators said a recent state law had reduced duplications in the required paperwork that Iowa banks, savings and loans, and credit unions present someone to sign for a home mortgage. But digital mortgage brokers were not included. In a veto message, Governor Reynolds said stakeholders and some legislators raised legitimate concerns about the bill after it had passed, so she vetoed it and encouraged legislators to work on the issue next year. I'm O.K. Henderson.
This is the only bill the governor has vetoed in 2021. Reynolds has used her item veto authority sparingly to reject portions of spending bills, and vetoing an entire piece of legislation is a rarity. In 2019, she vetoed a bill that would have made changes in Iowa's medical marijuana law. The governor vetoed a bill in 2020 that would have established legislative review of state leases worth $50,000 or more, and it would have required a two-thirds vote in the legislature, city councils, or county boards of supervisors for any sale of government property that did not go to the highest bidder. Des Moines Area Community College online classes were set to resume Thursday after a two-week hiatus caused by a ransomware attack. DMAC canceled online classes back on June 3rd and wound up closing the entire campus on June 4th due to the security breach. In-person classes resumed June 9th. Governor Reynolds said the state of Iowa did not pay any ransom to the hackers. The Office of the Chief Information Officer, part of the executive branch of state government, wasn't involved either, according to the governor.
State wasn't involved. We did reach out. OCIO reached out to them to see if we could be of any assistance. At that time, they didn't request or ask for any assistance. So they've been on their own dealing with this.
All students and staff have been directed to change the passwords they use to access DMAC's computer network. DMAC faculty are adjusting course schedules. Students will be advised on Friday about new deadlines for dropping classes and getting tuition refunds. A dozen Iowans, state-based organizations, schools, teams, and companies that go above and beyond to promote good character are being honored by the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University in Des Moines with this year's Iowa Character Award. Spokeswoman Hillary Ortman said the winners are finally being named.
We had a selection committee of about 40 representatives from across the state who came together at the end of May and made great selections. We had nearly 100 nominations from across the state representing nearly
70 communities. She said that these Iowa citizens, businesses, and organizations have displayed their role in living the six pillars of character. And they include caring, citizenship, fairness, respect, responsibility, and trustworthiness.
One that's a great award we love to give every year at this event is our Robert D. Ray Pillar of Character Award. And this one is a very special year for us, as we will be giving former Robert D. Ray's, his wife, Mrs. Ray, Mrs. Billy Ray, the Robert D. Ray Pillar of Character Award this summer.
In Southwest Iowa, Allison Van Gelder of Creston was named the Youth Citizen of Character Award winner. Another notable recipient of this year's awards is opera singer Simon Estes as a recipient of the Adult Citizen of Character Award. A TV special recognizing this year's recipients will air on the Fox-affiliated stations in Iowa this summer, while a recognition event will be held August 29th at Prairie Meadows Events Center in Altoona. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department on Thursday reported the arrest on Wednesday evening of 31-year-old Clinton Harrell Overton from Creston. He was charged with theft in the fourth. Overton was taken to the Union County Jail and has since posted a $1,000 bond. And at around 8:23 p.m. Wednesday, 40-year-old Letitia Jean Breen of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant. Breen was charged with two counts of a controlled substance violation, two counts possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. She was being held at the Adams County Jail without bond until seen by a judge. Creston police said also that a woman reported Wednesday morning that her daughter's house had been broken into. A PS4 and laptop were reported missing. A window was broken and her dogs had been let loose. A judge has ordered a Sergeant Bluff man to pay an $80,000 civil penalty for burning thousands of railroad ties on his property. State regulators say they warned John Goldsmith not to burn some 30,000 railroad ties after he called a DNR employee in 2018 and said he intended to burn some of them. He said that disposing of the ties would cost significantly more than his property was worth. The lawsuit against Goldsmith said he barricaded the property to prevent anyone from getting in and then burned the railroad ties through a period of 3 days. The judge issued the maximum penalty and also issued a permanent injunction against Goldsmith to keep him from violating solid waste and open burning laws. The judge warned Goldsmith that he could face contempt charges and possibly jail time if he disobeys the judge's order. That's a check of news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.